On this week of Cross Examined, we will be talking about health-related issues, specifically the HIV costs per lifetime, and we will be talking about how President Obama is attempting to make handguns illegal for anyone who receives disability. Stay tuned. Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Cross Examined. I welcome our regular listeners and our new listeners. We want to welcome you as well. If this is the first time tuning in to Cross Examined, we hope you will enjoy it. You can always go to whiteprideradio.com or kkkradio.com and scroll to the top right-hand corner under Archives, and you can see and listen to some of our previous shows that we've had over the last year. We are always continually adding our previous shows, and so whenever you have time, listen to our archives. And also, I would encourage everyone to listen to the other archives of the other shows. A lot of information, a wealth of information, I should say, relating anything related to our culture, to our race, our heritage, about how there is this destruction upon our people and this white genocide that we see all around us. And so, again, I would just encourage everyone to really go and spend some time on the archives. But again, I want to just welcome everybody. And with that, I want to talk about a couple things. One, everything today is going to be talking about health-related issues. And the first thing I wanted to discuss is the ever-growing cost, I guess I would say, the ever-growing cost of treating HIV patients per lifetime. Now, some of you may be saying, well, why are you talking about this? And we have discussed this before on our shows, not particular on White Pride Radio, but other shows we have been on and other newscasts. And I recently was given some materials from a church member named Alan. And Alan, I just want to thank you for providing this document relating the cost of an average HIV patient. And so when he gave me this document, I read it, and it kind of sparked my interest again about looking at the aspect of just the financial burden of treating HIV patients. Now, the article that Alan gave me was from a November 2006 article, which was released from a finding from Cornell, Johns Hopkins, Harvard, and Boston University research team that analyzed the costs and benefits of modern HIV treatments. Now, this was, again, back in 2006. And so I looked up some recent information, and really the figures are surprisingly approximately about the same. But the article, which, again, which was released, it's WebMD News and Health News, and it discussed how the average life expectancy of an HIV patient is added really another 24 years of their life. However, the cost of that, the cost of treating HIV patients, is astronomical. Roughly, it's around $618,000 within that 24 period. $618,000 over a 24-year period to treat just one HIV patient. Now, what is surprising and really amazing is that for the most part, the vast overwhelmingly person that has AIDS or HIV are homosexuals, or they are individuals that are practicing miscegenation. And so a typical white Christian just doesn't get AIDS. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but they, for the most part, do not get AIDS. The ones that have HIV and AIDS are your homosexuals, are your sodomites. And I think what was really interesting is that these individuals, these sodomites that do have AIDS and do carry HIV, when they get it, it's not like all of a sudden they just stop and stop spreading it around. They have an internal motive to continue to have numerous sexual partners where they can continually spread this filthy disease to everybody else. Now, when I say this filthy disease, it's a plus and a curse. Where the plus is that it really is going out towards your homosexuals and sodomite community. That is where AIDS and HIV really is prevalent. It's not with your white Christian families. They don't get it. Blood transfusion anymore. They definitely check those out. And so really, if you have AIDS, if you have HIV, either you're a homosexual or you may do a lot of drugs and you pass it around that way. And so your typical just good mom and dad, you don't have to worry about AIDS. But AIDS is growing tremendously and a great astronomical rate to all the sodomite communities. And I think what's interesting is, you know, the Bible talks in the last days in Revelations, the Bible talks about in the end there will be diseases and famine that will come out across Israel. And when we talk about Israel, we're talking about our people. But in general, the Bible talks about how there will be diseases that will wipe out those that are betraying God's laws, that are practicing unhealthy lifestyles. And when it talks about unhealthy lifestyles, we're talking about sodomy. And I truly believe that HIV and AIDS is one of those diseases that is really designed to be punished towards homosexuals and sodomites. I believe that is something that is sent from God as a punishment. And I'm not only the one that says that, but there are hundreds and hundreds of Christian pastors out there that believes the exact same thing. We know that HIV and AIDS comes from unnatural sexual lifestyle. And that is what homosexuality is. It's unnatural. It's an abomination to God. And as a result of that, this is really something that we are going to see in the future. We are going to see individuals that have AIDS to start dying all over the place. And the cost of these AIDS patients is, again, around $618,000 a lifetime. And if you start thinking of all the hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of patients, AIDS patients, that this cost is going to be absorbed by the United States government, this is going to be one of the things that really is going to break the backbone of the United States economically, because of the fact that it's so expensive. $618,000 per patient. And that cost continually increases every year. And there are more AIDS patients. There are more HIV patients because no longer is the United States a moral country. It's an immoral country. And as a result of that immoral country, we're seeing more and more unnatural, filthy sexual lifestyles occurring. And what is amazing is now with Obamacare, where now everyone is required to have insurance and the government is going to provide that insurance. This is going to be something that, again, the government is going to be paying for. The government is going to be paying for the treatment of HIV and AIDS patients. They are not going to be turned away. And that is something that we are going to see in the future, the cost of AIDS patients continually to dramatic increase. And this is going to be just one of the things that will break the back economically wise of the United States economy. I truly believe that because there's only a certain amount of money that can go around. And when you have this much money just for one person and you times that by hundreds and thousands, and tens and 20 and 30 thousands, the numbers, if you can imagine, is just going to continually increase. And again, there's only a certain amount of money to go around, for everybody. It's just pure economic sense. And so again, I would encourage everyone really to go on the internet, Google this. I did that before the show started. And again, I want to thank Alan for bringing this once again to our attention. And really realize that this is going to be one of the things that's going to help break the powerhouse of the beast system in the United States. And it's a travesty that we are seeing things like this occurring. But sometimes when we see a country that basically does not show any regard towards its people, shows no regard towards the racial makeup of its country, this is the end result. This is what we see. And again, I really would encourage everyone to go on that and on the websites and just Google that so you can see that. Lastly, I really want to talk about what is happening that a lot of people are not aware of. And that's the second part of the show is how the Obama administration is now seeking to ban handguns, excuse me, to anyone that is on Social Security disability. Now, most of you may say, now what are you talking about here now, Jason? You're talking about if I have a handgun and I am on Social Security disability, I may not be allowed to have a handgun? You're absolutely right. President Obama will do anything, and he is attempting to do anything to take away our Second Amendments. Every piece of legislation that he has attempted to shove down the Americans' individuals' throats through Congress basically has been defeated. And so his next move is attempting to administratively make it illegal and ban individuals that receive Social Security disability to receive handguns. We will discuss more about that. I'm going to take a quick break, listen to some of these commercials, and when we come back, we will continue on cross-examine.
The world of tomorrow is being shaped by the motherhood of today. The tomorrows of life will owe more to the mothers of today than to any other force or institution. Motherhood is still the most potent force in the world. Christian civilization honors itself when it honors motherhood. Our better selves manifest no truer evidence of our chivalry and devotion than when we honor the memory and inherent rights of our mothers.
Hi, my name is Dawn. Each week, my family and I listen to Sunday morning church service of the Christian Revival Center. Join our family each Sunday morning at 12 noon Eastern Time.
It's a rest like me.
Some parents will say, "We will not influence our children in making choices and decisions in matters of race and religion." Why not? The ads will, the press will, the radio will, the TV will, the movies will, the neighbors will, the business will, their politicians will. We can use our influence over flowers, vegetables, pets, and cattle. Should we ignore our children? This message brought to you by Stories with Grandma. Listen with your children every weekday.
The United States government is bringing hundreds of thousands of non-white political dissidents into America, and the consequence is anything but cheerful. How will these new so-called Americans change our Constitution, and what are the repercussions? Listen each week to attorney Jason Robb on Cross-Examine, because you have the right to review the evidence.
Welcome back to Cross-Examine. This is your host, attorney Jason Robb, and we have been discussing the ways that President Obama is going to try to ban handguns to anyone that's on Social Security disability. Now, let me give you a quick story. Marine Stephen Overman, Humvee, hit an IED, which is an improvised explosive device, back in Iraq in 2007. He was then diagnosed not only with PTSD, but with a brain injury and severe that the VA had deemed him 100% disabled and incompetent to handle his own financial affairs. Now, his wife is Overman's fiduciary. Now, under VA rules dating back to the installation of the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, which is referred to as NICS, Overman could not own any weapons. But after a year and a half of appeals, the VA relented and allowed him to regain possession of his guns. Now, what's interesting is that the Obama administration has just announced plans to require the Social Security Administration to use the same rules to prohibit beneficiaries who use representative payees from owning firearms. This would include anyone unable to manage their own affairs due to, quote, marked subnormal intelligence or mental illness, incompetency, condition, or release, end quote. Now, at first, this appears really to threaten the Second Amendment's right of over 2.7 million people that already receives Social Security disability payments. And so 2.7 million people already receive Social Security disability payments. Plus, this would threaten another 1.5 million whose finances, for various reasons, are being handled by others. Now, according to the Social Security, 8.8 million disabled Americans get a monthly check, as do another 50 million retirees, dependents, and survivors. So you're looking at almost a total of 165 million workers who are covered under Social Security. Now, that is alarming. 165 million workers who are covered under Social Security that could be threatened with this. Now, critics say that the new rules, once they're installed, anyone who can't balance a checkbook could have their rights rescinded. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. And the efforts that to expand the VA definition of the SSA actually caught the National Rifle Administration by surprise. And I was reading here a few days ago where Chris Cox, who's the group's chief lobbyist, declared that the NRA would basically stand ready to file any lawsuits if this continued. But this is really surprising because if you recall the Newton shooting in December of 2012, President Obama had unleashed basically a full-scale frontal assault on the Second Amendment. And not only with proposed legislation in which he encouraged Congress to adopt, but he had also with an executive order containing 23 actions. His legislation recommendations included requiring criminal background checks for all gun sales, reinstating the assault weapon ban, which expired in 2004, limiting magazine capacities to 10 rounds, eliminating armor-piercing bullets, as they like to call it, providing federal funds to pay for mental health services in public schools, spending government funds to hire more police officers, and instituting basically a federal gun trafficking statute. And so President Obama really was pushing this. His executive actions, if you recall, included requiring federal agencies to hand over to the NCIS all relevant data for its database, which provided more training to federal officers for active shooter situations and directing the Centers for Disease Control to research their causes of gun violence. And all of this, again, was an effort by President Obama to take our gun rights away. He basically had used every, if you want to call it credibility, to push his anti-gun executive actions, and to basically, he intended to use whatever weight in his office that he was going to do to make it a rally. And as we all know himself, Joe Biden, and those very liberal senators and U.S. representatives, don't care about the will of the people. The will of the people do not want regulations on the Second Amendment, the right to carry and bear arms. And they know that. That is why he's trying to use executive actions. That's why he's trying to use the definitions changing in the administrative policies of the Social Security Administration in order to define who can or cannot own a firearm. And again, the people, the U.S. representatives and state senators know that the average mom and dad out there does not want their Second Amendment rights to be trampled on. They do not want that to occur. And so now what they have done is they're trying to define who can or cannot own a firearm if they receive Social Security benefits. Because they know that people are not willingly wanting to give up their firearms. But if they are getting a check from the government, then that's one way to deny a person their constitutionally protected right to own a firearm. Just stop the money. And it's really interesting because Obama basically has suffered really just a complete failure to pass even a single piece of legislation that really benefits his agenda. He's had a little bit of headway here and there, but for the most part, it has been denied. Every time he tries to put something in Congress, Congress throws it back out because they know the people don't want it to go through. And we all know the Second Amendment is one of those amendments that either you hate it or you love it. And the liberals, they hate the Second Amendment. They do not want the average person to be secured in their person or their home. They don't want the average person to have the right to protect themselves if they are being mugged, or if you have a woman that's going to be raped, or you have a person or a family walking down the street and they're going to get mugged. They don't want that. Now, on the flip side of the coin, every representative out there, every state senator, Biden, Obama, Pelosi, they all have bodyguards. They are very well protected. So they don't mind if they have firearms around them to protect them. But the average mom and dad, the average family, they don't want them to be protected. When was the last time did you put a gun on a table and the gun just jumped up and started shooting? None. I tried that yesterday. I put a gun on a table and I just sat there just to see if that gun was going to move and jump up and start shooting. And surprisingly, it didn't happen. It just sat there. And so that's the point, ladies and gentlemen. Guns are not out there killing people. You have individuals that are sick in the head. You have individuals that want to hurt people. You have certain racial makeup of people that it's not safe to go down to an inner city because you're going to get killed or raped or robbed. There are certain exits you do not get off because you do not want to get raped or robbed. There are certain areas of town you try to avoid because you do not want to get raped or robbed or murdered. So guns are there to protect yourself from those that are bent on harming you and your family. Another reason you have a firearm is specifically designed to protect yourself when the government is coming after you to try to take your rights away. That was the whole purpose of the Second Amendment, to protect yourself not only from foreign enemies, but from your domestic enemies. And your domestic enemies are anyone, any institution, or any person that's bent on trying to silence your freedom of speech, silence your rights to carry and possess firearms. Anything or anybody that is trying to deny your rights, those guns were there and placed there by our founding forefathers to protect us. That is the reason why they do not like the Second Amendment. They don't want anybody to be able to protect themselves. And I have said this before in the past, the Second Amendment wasn't designed so anyone could go out there and deer hunt for Bambi or shoot a raccoon or anything like that. It was there specifically to protect yourself and your family from those that are bent to destroy you, to kill you, rape you, and rob you, but also to protect you from your government. So with that, I want to end with really, I want everyone out there just stay conscious of what's happening around you, what is happening not only in the health-related issues. We always talk about racial issues, but there's also health-related issues. We have this ever-ending increasing cost from AIDS and HIV patients that's really going to break the economic backbone of the United States government. We see through the health departments of the Social Security Administration how President Obama is trying to declare invalid for you to hold and carry handguns. So the attack is out there. You just have to make sure that you're consciously aware of it, my friends. I hope you enjoy this episode, and I will see you next week. And remember, you have the right to exist.